بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. We are still in this chapter of istiqamah, that is to remain firm, to have steadfastness on one's deen. That a person, not one time he becomes very pious and another time he becomes the opposite, or under different circumstances he does not see the command of Allah, he forgets the presence of Allah and the commands of Allah Ta'ala, whether it is on occasions of joy and happiness, or whether it is on occasions of sadness, whether it is on occasions when things are going smoothly or when things are going against one. Under all circumstances, a person must have istiqamah, must keep the commandments of Allah Ta'ala in mind. And this, as we had mentioned, was one of the most difficult commands that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam experienced. Because under all circumstances, under all conditions, to follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala properly and perfectly is not an easy thing. So that even caused the hair of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to go white, the worry and the concern of that. Yeah, in this ayat, in that ayat, Allah had commanded Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam directly, and then woman taba ma'aka, Allah commanded the believers as well. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers, and Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those people who have said that Allah is our Rabb, that is, Allah is our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, the one that we have come from, the one that we are going to return to. To say that word alone is not enough, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. And then to have istiqamah on that, to be steadfast on that at all times. To be steadfast on one's ibadat is not so difficult. To be steadfast on tawheed and trust and reliance on Allah at all times, that is a much more superior and difficult thing. So we are commanded that as far as our aqaid are concerned, we can just see that just recently with the virus, when the command of the scientists came and the governments and what the media was portraying, we all forgot what the commands of Allah are. And we put that one side and we are following what the scientists were saying. So that is not at all istiqamah. That at all times we have istiqamah, the command of Allah. Allah is the greatest, His command is the greatest. Our success is only in following the commands of Allah and not anyone else whatsoever. So to have that istiqamah, this is a thing that we all have to strive for and make an effort. Where we have erred and made mistakes, we should correct ourselves, correct our iman, and be firm, and also make shukr that we are still living, we haven't died with that wrong beliefs. And with the wavering, we didn't die with that. We still got a chance to correct ourselves. So under all circumstances, we should have this istiqamah. For such people, there are great, great rewards. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. Malaika come down to them. And malaika throng around them. They are honored by the malaika. And the malaika say to them, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحَزَّنُوا. Have no fear whatsoever, and do not grieve at all. No fear of the future, and don't be sorrowful and grieve of the past. The malaika give them, the angels give them these glad tidings. And further, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ. And glad tidings for you of Jannah, that which you have been promised. On account of your steadfastness on deen, and you remain firm on deen, Allah, you will be you will be granted and guaranteed Jannat, which has been promised for you. So we have to make an effort from our side that we remain firm on our amal also, and more than amal, our aqaid also. That at all times we keep Allah Ta'ala and His commandments in mind. Further, they announce and say, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ We are your friends. We are your supporters. We are the ones who will protect you in this worldly life also and in the akhirat also. What a great consolant, and what a great guarantee, the real guarantees that we require, these will come if we have istiqamat in our life. And further they say, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ And in Jannat you will get all that what you desire. Whatever your ishtiha, your desire, you just have a desire and your desire will be fulfilled. We know in this world our desires don't get fulfilled. We have lot of wishes and lot of desires, but yeah, they don't get fulfilled. But in Jannah, even without asking, just your desire, that will be also fulfilled. And that, and further also, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ And in Jannah, you will get whatever you will ask for, your desires, and if you, that is just in your heart, you have a desire. And you may express it with your tongue, I would like to have this, I would like to have that, all that will be fulfilled. Where what a person cannot imagine, in Jannah Allah will give all his ni'mat, and he will ask his servants, are you people happy? They will say, how can we not be happy when we have got what we didn't even imagine? A person's imagination can run wild, and he can wish and imagine for what and what things. Where his imagination is exhausted and he can't think further. Where we will say in our times today, where technology comes to an end, Allah's system starts from there and much, much more superior. So they will say, why won't we be happy? And then Allah will give his greatest ni'mat and he himself will present himself. And just looking at Allah and the company of Allah, that will be a ni'mat that will surpass all the other ni'mats also. Nuzulam min ghafoorir rahim. And this will be nuzul for you. Nuzul is like what we call when we eat starters. This will be just the starter stuff. Some little savouries or some things like that which are just starters. The actual enjoyment is still going to come. This will be the starters in Jannah. And this will be all from him who is Ghafoor, who is the most forgiving. Ghafoor is the Mubalagha. That is the superlative of the forgiveness of Allah. Allah will forgive in great, great abundance. And not only does Allah forgive, but then He is Rahim also. He showers His mercies upon a person. Yeah, in this world, if we forgive somebody, we have just forgiven that person. We won't now shower him with all other favors that we forgave him, and we expect that person to appreciate that we have forgiven you. But Allah Ta'ala forgives, and then Allah showers all His favors on that person. Unimaginable favors Allah will shower that person who was a wrongdoer, who was a sinful person. So all this Allah Ta'ala says is on the great treasure and the great asset of istiqamah. So we all have to understand that we must have istiqamah to be regular, to be firm on our deen. Application of the firmness must be done in a mild and suitable way. But we must not be harsh, we must not be rude, but we must be firm on our deen. We don't have to go and shout and swear at people if they falter. That is not the right approach. We must be firm, and we must be firm with gentleness, with kindness. We must not, and on the other hand, we mustn't mistake to be kind and gentle that we give in and we compromise. On deen, there is no compromise whatsoever. But also deen does not teach us that we must be rude, we must be harsh, etc. So to draw the line, we have to understand. And if we do that, we will remain easily firm on deen without any hassles and difficulties. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.